This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
My, how time flies when you're having fun and working hard for the dairy industry. Dairy farmer Audrey Donahoe has been on the board of Dairy Management Incorporated for more than two decades, and John Clark caught up with Audrey at last week's World Dairy Expo.
You know, I just want to make sure to let everybody know Dairy Management Incorporated, any of the state and region promotion boards, they're all farmer funded, but they're also farmer overseen. So as a farmer, I oversee all these programs, and I make sure that that farmer's money is doing the best work that it can for the farmer, so we have that return on investment. Really big or small, we need them all, and I love that saying. And it doesn't matter what size your farm is. We're there for the farmers to make sure that their money is being invested into the right areas, the right programs, and they're having that best return on investment that we can for them.
While you're talking about return on investment, dairy farmers may say, I don't see any advertising, and there's an intentional reason for that.
Oh, absolutely. It was back in 2008, and it was a big change. I remember sitting in the boardroom saying, we want to develop this new strategic business plan where we're going to start taking some of our money and not putting it into advertising. We're going to put it into other areas. For instance, partnerships into bigger school programs, different areas that we're going to actually sell more of our product as dairy farmers. That's what we want. We want more milk to be sold. So in the partnerships, that's an easy one. Domino's, McDonald's, longtime partnership with them. They spend so much money advertising for us. So we don't put a penny into that. They also sell a lot of our product in their stores, and they've pushed to sell more of our product. Domino's uses more cheese. McDonald's went to all butter. They have their McCafe machines using their ice cream machines using more real dairy products. So that was an excellent way to take our money and put it in a way that was going to work better for us, and that was in partnerships. And those are two prime examples of who's working on our behalf, McDonald's and Domino's. And like I said, they're doing a lot of advertising for us that we don't put a penny into, but it's doing good for the dairy farmers.
So marketing is important, but the research is very important too.
Oh, absolutely. Another role that I serve, I love, is National Dairy Council Chairwoman. And oh my goodness, I just love being in that position. So National Dairy Council has been around for over 100 years. We have a ton of research. And what we do is we take that research, that information, and we share it with our partners and also with organizations that we have relationships with. And one of our biggest new relationship builds that we have is with the Mayo Clinic. So did you know, John, in the first 1,000 days of a baby's life, and that's from conception on, it's a critical period for brain development. And during this time, a baby's brain grows from about 10,000 brain cells in the first month of pregnancy to a staggering 10 billion by the 6th month. I know. And I'm like, this is why I love National Dairy Council. This research, this information is just amazing. How great it is to have that. After having 6 children and 9 grandchildren, now we're finding all this out. Like, that is just amazing to me. But 7 of the 14 nutrients that are critical to early brain development are found in dairy. The state and regional network has shared the insights with 35,000 pediatricians and pediatric caregivers around the country. But, you know, that brain development that they need, and, you know, and us, like my milk provides like half of what's needed. The cognitive skills, the brain development. I mean, that's just amazing. That is awesome. If it's not us promoting my farm, my product, my healthy, nutritious, the research behind the importance of it. If we're not doing this, who will? We need to be the ones out there. Farmers are investing into a program. They need to see a return on investment. And these are just very few programs I've touched on today. You know, if I can just have one farmer walk away with saying, hey, my money's going in the right place, I think I've accomplished a lot. But I like to set my standards high, John. So if I can have 100 farmers walk away and say, I know my money is working for me, then I feel like I've accomplished a lot here.
So you have a brand new website that you want to talk about.
Oh, yes. DairyCheckoff.com. Brand new. And I'm telling you, there is all kinds of information on there. That is the one-stop shop, and it'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Our thanks to you, Audrey Donahoe, and the rest of the DMI crew who are doing just a great job researching and marketing dairy products. For FeedWorks USA, I'm John Clark.